For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. UFO watchers are in a tiz over the discovery of an ancient skeleton with an elongated skull that resembles an alien. The humanoid skeleton was unearthed from a site known as Russia's Stonehenge, and it's being heralded as proof that aliens visited Earth thousands of years ago. However, archaeologists don't share the same view as alien hunters, insisting that the skeleton belonged to a female from a tribe that used to bind the head to make it grow out of shape. Read the full article at artbell.com. NASA's one-ton Curiosity rover landed on Mars 3 years ago. As the car-sized rover touched down on the Martian surface, it ushered in a new era of planetary exploration on Mars. But it was also the start of something else. Curiosity's sardonic Twitter alter ego, known as the Sarcastic Rover. The Sarcastic Rover parody Twitter account came into being on August 6, 2012, the night of the famous 7 minutes of terror landing that brought Curiosity to the Martian surface. Sarcastic Rover's brand of science-minded wit was apparent from the moment it arrived on Twitter. Sarcastic Rover acts like any of us would after being sent to Mars. It's kind of upset, a little lonely, and it wants to make fun of everything. The parody account resonated with people immediately. The account attracted some 7,000 followers during its first night online, according to Jason Philitrault, a screenwriter and the mind behind the sarcastic robot. Sarcastic Rover now has about 134,000 followers, 3 years into Curiosity's mission.
Hi, I'm J. Neil Schulman, a longtime listener of Art Bell. I've also written a dozen books, a Twilight Zone episode, and made 2 movies. My first novel, Alongside Night, came out in 1979 with a book endorsement from Nobel Prize-winning economist Milton Friedman, who praised it for its disturbing resemblance to past history and future possibilities. Many others, including Glenn Beck, Ron Paul, and Alex Jones, have celebrated my novel for its futuristic vision of America collapsing from too much government. Now I've put my novel on the screen as a futuristic action movie. It stars Kevin Sorbo, TV's Hercules, and star of God's Not Dead. To see a vision where freedom's not dead, buy the 3-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of my movie Alongside Night. It's $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at area51movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at area51movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375. Thank you.
A researcher thinks a possible secret doorway hiding within the walls of King Tut's tomb could hold the biggest archaeological discovery ever made. A detailed look at high-resolution scans of King Tutankhamun's tomb might have revealed hidden rooms, according to a noted Egyptologist. And if true, he said it could be the biggest archaeological discovery ever made. Nicholas Reeves, a residential scholar at the University of Arizona's School of Anthropology and former curator of the British Museum's Department of Egyptian Antiquities, scrutinized scans taken by art replication specialists Factum Art in 2014. He wrote in a study published last month that these scans provide immediate, desk-based access to the smallest iconographic detail and brushstroke of the KV-62 scenes. KV-62 being King Tut's tomb. Reeves' study, published online by the Armana Royal Tombs Project, a project he founded in 1998, reveals that after cautious evaluation of the scans, he believes that there are 2 previously unknown, untouched doorways. Reeves said that the implications are extraordinary. If digital appearance translates into physical reality, it seems we are now faced not merely with the prospect of a new Tutankhamun-era storeroom to the west, to the north appears to be a continuation of tomb KV-62, and within these uncharted depths, an earlier royal interment, that of Nefertiti herself, celebrated consort, co-regent, and eventual successor of Pharaoh Akhenate. Witnesses say 3 people were performing an exorcism in a Texas public park.
Started getting louder and louder and louder. Then she was on the ground and they were standing over her with hands on her, screaming, "Satan, I demand that you depart." You've been, you know, and it just went on and on and on.
That's the reaction from one bystander after what eyewitnesses are calling an exorcism. It has also concerned the local clergyman, Father Dave Hawksley.
My overriding thought in that is I hope that the people who were doing it had some level of training.
He describes exorcism as the removal of an evil spirit through the use of prayer and originates from the gospel of Jesus.
The person who they're exorcising, that person's getting the care that they need.
Police say they were called to the scene, but since it's not illegal to perform an exorcism in a public place, they did not take action. No injuries were reported.